You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sfardim, every morning, Baruch Hashem, is called Birkat Kohanim. So what is this pattern is all about? We have Kohani HaKodesh, they go up on the stage, and then they call on three Pesukim. Baruch Hashem Mishmerecha, Asher Hashem Panav Velecha Yichuneka, Asher Hashem Panav Velecha Yasim Lecha Shalom. So what does that mean? Why we have such a patent in our tefillah? Why we have such a mitzvah in the Torah? That Hashem says, why? He says, when you keep mitzvot, I will bless you. When you learn Torah, the Shekhinah comes. Is that enough? It's enough. No? He says, directly, Im Shamoa Tishma B'chol Hashem Elokecha V'yasha B'enav Ta'aseh V'az Natan Mitzvotav Kol HaMachal Asher Shamta Mitzrayim Lo Asim Aleicha. It says, end of Parshat B'Shalach, we have many, many other places, Im B'chorotai Telechu V'et Mitzvotai Tishmeru. It says, no? We have repetition of many, 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 many times in Torah. If you come to Mincha early, and Shacharit, and Arvid, and you stay, and learn Torah, and give you all the brachot, it says in the Torah.
True, but at the same time, we need to have on a humanly level, that bracha, in other words, to be repeated or to be received on a daily basis, to give you
that. Why, you don't believe in Hashem?
No, Chas V'Shalom, it's not the matter of emunah.
Please raise your right hand, please. Only truth. What do you mean? Hashem says directly in the Torah that I'm going to bless you. You keep mitzvot. You learn Torah.
Step 1 to 10. You have to. It's madrigal. So to build.
Now, what does it add on when you have few people go on the stage and say, "Well, Hashem Yishmerecha." But you really believe in this? What's the percentage of the people that come to Beit Knesset? And I mean, not everybody does this, but those that they do have this custom, what's the percentage that people come and receive the bracha?
1%.
Less than 99%.
So if you really believe in such a thing, it would be packed.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
So, wow, you know? 7:15, Ribono Shel Olam is giving bracha. 6:30, you can receive a bracha directly from Hashem. So sometimes you see flyers, such a Admor, such a Rav is coming. Wow. You have to reserve a place. You know, you have to, stand in the line hours and hours and hours. So now, for Ribono Shel Olam is giving you directly bracha. Huh? You have to believe it. You have to believe it. But you don't believe it? But you believe the flyer? You know?
Sometimes the sunglasses or you have a little bit of dirt on it, so you have to clean it up to make sure you see it clearly.
So we believe that Ribono Shel Olam pass on the blessing through the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
So how come he doesn't? Does it himself?
He does it himself.
No, directly he doesn't. He does it through other people.
You are not in that level yet.
Why?
Why?
What difference does it make? Either, no, but it's the same bracha. It's like, no comparison. You go and draw water from the barrel or connect it to the pipe and open the faucet. What difference does it make? It's the same water, no?
Yes.
Same thing. So now, actually, with all respect, the Kohanim are the plumber. You know, they connect the pipe and then give it to us. Huh? I'm sorry?
It has to be watered.
It's no, it is. It is. It is. But now, your point here is, you need a cup or something, you need a vessel to receive it. Right? Mm-hmm. It's coming. So now here, Sefer HaChinuch brings a very interesting thing. It says, from this pattern, we learn a very important message. And it is, obviously, Bonosholam, just like other blessing that he has given us in the Torah, he could have given us the blessing directly, but he wants to teach us. There's a concept in Judaism that is that we believe the blessing of others does affect. So that's why we have an intermediate here. The Kohanim, they're teaching us that somebody says, have a good day, give you a blessing. But you have to say shalom to him, he tell you have a good day. But if you don't say shalom to him, he cannot tell you have a good day. Persian, they say, Hashem Hafez. When they leave, they tell you Hashem Hafez. This is such a blessing it is. He says, shalom. You know what it is? So that's what Gemara learns. Al tihye birkat hediyot qalla b'inecha. Gemara Achot brings that even the simple person that gives you blessing, don't take it leniently. So we have examples of the Avimel of Shalom, the Mushavim of Shalom. Yitro told him, lech l'shalom. So actually, Yitro gave Mishavarach to Mushavim of Shalom. Actually, Gemara is teaching us, Yitro made Moshe leader. Yitro, priest. When he had a meeting with Rosh Olam, after 1 week, he came and asked for permission to leave. So Yitro told them, lech l'shalom. End of Parashat Shemot. Lech l'shalom. You know what that is? Lech l'shalom. How many words that is? 2 words. Made him leader for 40 years. And not only that, he brought the Torah from Israel. Not only that, he feed on Israel 40 years, man. 2 words.
So when they go and say, God bless you, is it good or no?
Anybody. And that's a good point. Chas v'shalom would not be the other way around. But here we learn a very important point. That it is, what difference does it make? You know, who is he to give me bracha? It's not true. So from here, this pattern we learn that Yeruv Shalom is teaching us, I could give you the Mishur Barach myself, Hashem said. But I pass it through Kohanim, why? That you will learn that every bracha matters. Every bracha can change your life. Every bracha can open the gate for you. That's an unbelievable, powerful message that we always have to be willing to receive brachot, even few words, even a shalom, even a Hashem give you health, bracha, shefa, nachat, shalom.
Amen.
Hashem yizakenu b'zayat Hashem, nizkei b'kol brachot sheba Torah.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.